So we are hitting on days. I'm trying to figure this all out. This is just. It's one big brain. I don't have the word. I don't know. So we're trying to figure this all out. You know, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding because a lot of people, and you know, and this is just day and age society, assume a whole lot of stuff on people's situations without getting their facts straight and just taking garbage they hear from third party, which is just garbage, and twisting it into whatever garbage that they're handed over, which is anything but fact. So I'm starting to think maybe moving is a better option and decision for us than maybe continuing on with this last leg of the race and sitting down with oncology. And, you know, I have racked my brain and then some. I have finished the last of testing. I have not been able to go to the gym. I have been laying down, resting, sleeping a lot on some serious pain meds because I've come to realize the pain that I can handle, which is not normal pain, off the chart pain, because the longer you tolerate pain, the bigger resistance against pain that your body starts, you know, building. And so have to go to a greater length to control the pain, which controlling the pain allows me, for those who don't comprehend, understand, allows me to be able to live life and to continue on and to dip my feet into passions in life that I enjoy, which is fitness. I enjoy painting. I enjoy music. Concerts that are within means of driving distance that doesn't bother or make pain worse. Going back to work. You know, it takes getting the pain under control and symptoms under control and your health that's existing matters under control so you can live life. Misconstruing of those who listen to garbage is just because someone's physically able to do something, you have no idea the means it takes for them to be able to do that. And anyone who's gone through oncology, you'll understand me by saying, is when you're handed over to pain management, that's because things have gotten greater than what someone can handle, mentally outsmarting and outthinking the pain. But you're always going to have, as I say, people who have their opinions, which are garbage. Because they don't have their facts. They go by garbage gossip, whatever means they go by. And I'm just gonna be harsh and critical because it's the truth. I'm just gonna say it. I'm a straight shooter. I'm not gonna BS you. It's the truth. I'm gonna BS you either on situation with moving. This is, like I say, there's a window of opportunity. There's a ways and means. And regardless if I have to crawl across the great USA, it's gonna get done. We have a contract. It got accepted. And I'm starting to believe that there are signs, you know, when the good Lord says, here's an opportunity, take it. And then when the good Lord looks at this way and says, I'm going to put hurdle here, barrel there, roadblock here, roadblock there. And I feel like that's the Cancer Institute. And then moving, I see a clear passage. And I'm starting to try to figure out, and we've got days to figure this out very quickly. Cancer Institute requires 24-hour notice, making the decision that, you know, this just isn't going to work for us. It's not going to work for me. I'm going to have to cancel this and give another cancer patient that appointment opportunity. And we're just going to take what it is right now and we have to put it in the book and we're going to have to put it on the shelf. And that's it for the rest of my life. That's a hard pill to swallow. That's very hard reality. It's a very harsh reality. There's a lot of emotions that go with that reality. And unless you're in my shoes or my spouse's shoes, you can't expect anyone to understand. They can assume all day long, but unless you're there, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. We have come to the point of the manpower behind taking a week, 2 weeks off, to be given a surgical option for them to go in and do whatever they can by means, you know, and they could go in and not be able to get to things. And every surgeon and every specialist is different. And cancer institutes deal with the worst of the worst cases that cancer has defied options of past surgical, past radiation, past chemo, past other oncology drugs. That's why they are there. Just because an oncology group that's smaller may not be able to feel they're comfortable going in surgically, which the groups that I have been a patient with, one I'm still a patient with, are not comfortable. Their expertise, they don't feel I would be able to make it off the surgical table. The risks far outweigh any kind of benefits. It would be a fatal surgery. Okay, we are understanding that. We understood that. I accepted that, and I moved on the best I could. You know, it is what it is. I had to accept it. It took a while. I was there. Now I'm given this opportunity, and the door opened, an opportunity, which I never thought I would be able to receive the opportunity. And I've stated many times, it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of referrals they get, and only certain cases are approved. If the team and oncology and the specialties and, you know, their level of experience and expertise allows them to be able to where they feel they could possibly do something for a patient, they will bring them in, okay? And 99.9% of the time, that's going to require you giving them the right and waiver signed off to go in experimentally, surgically, you know? Medical imaging, I'm going to say this because this is the truth, only gives your doctors so much information. And that includes oncology. It only gives them so much information. It doesn't show everything. There could be a whole lot more going on. And that's why going in surgically, when you get the bigger institutes and you can't get past, you know, the cancer big institutes that are government funded, government backed up, research backed up, data backed up. You can't get any greater than that. But we are at a situation where, and this is the God honest truth, on my life, this is the truth. We don't have the physical manpower that it takes for me to be able to go 1 or 2 weeks out of state, under the care, going through surgery, going through recovery. We don't have it. The financial backup to not, if you, meaning you don't have the physical means, so then you have to go to the financial backup, which will supply the physical means, because then if you have the financial backup in the thousands, you're able to get the rental car that you're going to need every single day. You're going to be able to get the time off work it requires for a spouse to take off. You're going to be able to have the extra money that medically the insurance is not going to be covering. You're going to have the time it takes to have somebody come in and make sure to take care of your property, take care of your four kids. Even if you had children, you have to find somebody to watch them, right? It's the same thing. Talking to thousands of dollars. $8,000 is on the low end. And that doesn't include the medical costs behind it. We have only had our loan. Well, Eric's only had his loan for our home purchased. A little bit over two and a half years. So there's not enough collateral to go against the home, you know, to get that kind of money. If we were in a situation, once again, I will say this, if we were in a position where we didn't have problems with the bank and issues where we had to have an attorney step in and we finally had, you know, resolved everything, if we didn't have that, we wouldn't probably have been in the situation. But you can't cry over spilt milk. It is what it is. Life happens. To hell with people who will judge you off of things bad that happen in your life. You'll have people that will swear up and down on their lives. They will swear on their breath. You deserve it. You deserve all the bad that happens. You deserve it. You deserve cancer. You deserve this. You deserve that. I hope you die tomorrow. It's not funny. There's really some people out there that really are like that. It's scary as hell, but it's the truth. Each decade, each year, society changes, and I believe it's not changing for the better. The compassion, human kindness, it's dissipating, it's disappearing. As human beings, as a society, we're not there enough for one another. We don't support people enough. We're not there. We don't take time out of our lives, even if it's once a day, once a week, to do something for others without expecting something to return back, without throwing it back at somebody, without chastising somebody that's in a situation where they can't help themselves and they need help. You don't have the manpower. The financial backing is great. The emotional flip side of this, which is the reality, is not fun. It has not been fun. I'm physically trying to get over this hurdle with all the testing, which just aggravates things. I've been doing nothing but sleeping, nothing on some, you know, trying to get the pain under control, finding a decent way to sleep. You know, getting over this hurdle, you know, it's somewhere. We know more testing we do, the more you aggravate things, and it's going to happen, and you're going to need time off. And, you know, fitness and hobbies and passions of mine are my way to release, you know? Everybody has their vices, you know? And I just know I have to just suck it up. Suck it up, buttercup. You know, better days ahead. You have to get over this. Give my body time to heal from everything it's gone through with testing and that. It may take a while. It's going on, it's 3 days today. And then getting back images that, you know, nothing's changed. Still dealing with the same old song and dance. You know, you hear the word lesions, this, you got this mass, you got this. And then I think to myself, you know, power to oncologists in these big institutes, that regardless of how bad it looks, regardless of how many others before them have said, nope, can't do it, nope, not going to do it, nope, I'm not comfortable. And really it boils down to, is like one oncologist told me, is they don't want to be the person that's going to end up cutting your life short in that surgical room. And that was the most truthful, honest thing I've ever heard out of an oncologist. And that's the truth. And myself and Eric respected the honesty because I'm a straight shooter. Don't believe garbage you hear. Don't believe gossip you hear. You know? If someone's constantly chastising and putting somebody down and they're already battling with stuff, they're constantly drilling them and constantly putting them down and what a horrible person they are and they're this and that and this and that and just, oh, look at the person who's saying that. What does that say about them? Shouldn't they be supporting? Shouldn't they be lifting someone up regardless of who they are? Regardless of what medical, even if it's cancer, shouldn't they be lifting them up instead of putting them down? What about those who just stand around and they'll watch somebody's battle? Then they just use it as a means to time, you know, buy time, fill up some extra airspace in their life. They just sit back and watch. They don't do anything. They just watch. Sometimes those are the most guiltiest, worst people of all. It doesn't speak anything of support. It makes you question what kind of person does that. You know? And maybe what I've gone through with trials and tribulations in my lifetime, and I've realized through medical records that I'm still sifting through and a lot of things I don't want to read since I was an infant, I think, wow, you know, everything has just snowballed. It's no wonder I'm going through what I am. Can you connect everything? Can cancer be connected? That's a good question. I think only oncology through the institutes have the answer. I'm just not sure if I'm prepared to let myself down. let them down because we don't have the manpower that it's going to take. Asking Eric to drive hour upon hour every single day, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the gas, the money, the time off of work, the exhaustion, everything. And then you look around and you see physical beings that could have helped and can help, but they refuse to. That can really leave an emotional scar. I've heard so many stories, and I go to a support group every week, and I hear how it affects people. And I ask myself, is this finishing this? Last leg of the race, sitting down and saying, okay, this is what we're going to do, and not be able to do it, is that fair to even bother or try? Or should I just let it be where it's at now? Take what I've learned. Most importantly, take the lessons of watching people that just refused to even lend a hand, that physically were able to, that could have helped. They just refused to. And learning that lesson and making sure that I never become that kind of person. Opening my heart and continuing to do so and helping those in need of the ways that I can on my good days. Continuing on, finishing up and hoping that the contract and the home that God accepted Eric's offer, and going through the process, you know, and crossing our fingers that we can realize the dream, going through inspections and everything, you know. And that's another part too, people don't understand. A lot of people listen to garbage gossip. I call gossip garbage because that's all it is. When you're listening to someone and you're not listening to two sides, but you're just listening to one side, and basically people who gossip garbage are gossiping off of emotion and not fact. And that's the truth. To be able to sell our home, we would be in the plus because the value of what we could sell at home is greater than what we owe on it. Another side is with Eric's employer. A lot of people have retirement plans, such as my spouse, and a lot of people can, you know, borrow against their retirement plan, and my spouse cannot do that. The retirement plan does not allow the employees to be able to touch the retirement plan until they have resigned or retired with the county. So that's money as well that we cannot touch. So the money between, if we had sold our house earlier, and the money with retirement would be able to give us what we lack is the manpower. We'd be able to financially have the backing to be able to do everything. And you know what really just is the worst reality of all is this is my life. And when I look at people standing back and not helping, it just speaks, it speaks more words than I could ever come up with. It makes you look at life differently. I think I will come out of this, which we're days away, coming out on the other side, completely forever changed, husband and wife, two individuals, two human beings. I don't think we're ever going to view life the same. And for those that had the means, manpower, to be able to help and just made the decision not to, I have nothing to say. You know, we all go through good times and bad times. And then there's sometimes there are bad times in our life that involve our life. And regardless of how much more time we had to try to figure this out, you know, getting the manpower together, can we back it up with financial means? Can we do this? Can we do that? Are we going to be able to do this? Are we going to be able to do that? What are we going surgically, you know, and then something happens, I have a complication, and then my husband's on the road, and, you know, he's hours away, and. everybody can decide to listen to garbage gossip if you're that kind of person. And then there's those that are realists, that are adults, and they listen to the facts. And all I have to say is, these are just the facts.